With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. Input costs are always top of mind this time of year, especially this year. It seems like we've got fertilizer on the brain. Is there enough? Or is there going to be the transportation infrastructure that we need to keep up? Corey Rosenbusch is with the Fertilizer Institute. He says there have been a lot of questions and that the market conditions and weather have quickly changed what we're seeing here for our spring outlook.
And I think right now we got some volumes that are down. We had a lot of planted acreage change, and now the weather impact that I think has people pretty confident we're going to be fine on supply. I think you will still continue to see the challenge that a farmer is going to have when they go out and ask for a price. In this volatile market, it's going to be hard for them to always nail that down.
And why worry about today when we can also worry about tomorrow? Corey says that there are a lot of questions right now coming up with summer and fall application.
We're not necessarily allowed to make forward-looking statements, but I will say some of the things that I'm hearing from our members is that this is a long-term market condition, that the dynamics of this market are likely to be around at least through 2023.
He says farmers should prepare to endure a volatile fertilizer market for another year or so. And thank you to our farm broadcasting friend, Brian Winnikins at WRDN in Wisconsin, for sharing that interview. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.